Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, as you stand out for the water cooler conversations. And whenever you're a woman and you're home alone, hearing some noises in the basement can be kind of scary.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
And let me just say that because this woman involves a woman that is, you know, home alone and hearing strange noises in the basement, that
right.
As a man, if I'm home alone and I hear strange noises in the basement, I too get scared.
Right,
so
yeah.
I don't want to make this
got
like
it.
I'm saying, hey, you know, as a woman, you get scared. No. As you know, as a grown man, I also, what is that?
Scary for all.
Yeah, it is. It scares all of us. And this was in suburban Minneapolis. She heard a strange intruder pacing around in her basement and looking out windows. And a lot of, she could tell that it was looking out windows.
I was just going to say, you can't hear somebody looking out a window.
You know, maybe she saw like the shadow, you know, looking down, you know, like lights are on in the basement. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little shadow there of like their head in the window or whatever.
Who knows? That's weird.
And so that would, kind of scary. I mean, just knowing that there's somebody down there. And so she called the Inver Grove Heights Police Department. They arrived at the woman's home late Friday night. And at that point, the officers started casing the situation and started walking around the house looking in the basement windows, and it was a horse.
Oh,
yeah.
How does a horse get in your basement?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to figure out. A pale-colored horse was walking through various rooms.
Interesting.
As officers looked in and watched. And so then they hesitate because they're like, all right.
You don't want to scare it.
Well, that, and is there more to this?
Is right.
there somebody
is there
with
somebody
the horse
with him?
And doing this? And so the department suggested on Twitter that the horse was let in by kids who live there. And he said that hasn't been confirmed. He says we're still kind of looking into all that. And
so she has children?
I don't know whether it's her kids or why.
So that doesn't even make any sense that you'd be scared if you heard a noise in the basement if you have kids. Of course
right.
you're going to.
Right, yeah. Because at this point, it's like you expect to hear noises in the basement. If you have kids old enough that can let a horse in the basement, they're old enough for you to
assume they're the
realize,
ones making the noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Which then in turn makes them not very scary.
Yeah. The home's owner was called out to remove the animal from the basement and into an outdoor corral.
And, oh, my gosh.
Because at this point, you get
they
a
must
call.
Must have had like a walk-up.
Yeah,
patio back
right,
there.
Yeah, one
like
of those basements.
I'm
yeah.
just imagining like a horse yeah. trying to go down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah, right. See, my basement would be like that, to where we go downstairs to the basement, but you know, where it leads out to the hot tub and everything. That's on the ground level, to where, you know, not that I want anybody to do that. I mean, particularly, I don't want my kids, because that's something they would do, is be like, ah, look, we're going to do this to him. And that would suck, and I'd probably pee myself, so there's that.
That's nice.
So that way the police were happy to make fun of it. See, that's what happens in all these stories, is that I think a lot of stories these days come from police departments' Twitter pages.
Right, because they're like, this actually happened,
yeah,
so
right.
we have to capture it and put it
right.
on our
right, and we have to
media.
Say that no horses or officers were hurt in this incident, and the horse was safely returned to the
everybody's
corral.
Everybody's alive.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody's a comedian, too. It's like, all right,
right.
Here's what happened last night. Well, let me tell you the best story from last night. And this lady was so scared. Yeah, all right. There you go, water cooler conversation. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.